Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Marcianne, and I'm sounding the gongs today. Wake up, wake up. I'm going to talk about critical mass today. I usually try to keep my programs, you know, not on specific things that have happened, but after this weekend, this last weekend in the United States, I just feel like I have to talk about it. Hopefully in the archives, we'll look back on this maybe in 4, 5, 10 years and say, wow, wasn't that awful? And hopefully we will have solutions. And I'm offering a solution today, so let's get into it. Critical mass is a term that's used in physics to describe the moment a possibility becomes a reality. And while it is a possibility only, it's still in the throes of formation. Then when it becomes a reality, it's now a fully formed, useful part of matter. You know, we're all matter. But I've done shows on that, so I don't need to go into that now. But during the throes of formation stage, all of the possibilities are tried out. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of ways for life on Earth here to manifest. So the throes of formation stage tries out a whole bunch of them. And right now we're in the throes of formation on practically everything. I mean, this particular wave of change started a long time ago. But at the core of this particular change is the matter of the woman. And women are acting out in thousands and thousands and thousands of ways to try to determine what is the best way for us to move forward as a civilization that has suppressed the feminine part of itself for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Personally, I'm horrified by some of the things women are doing today. But I have to applaud them for their acts during these throes of formation, because sometimes it just takes the manifestation of the absolute extreme and absurd to wake people up in order for us to be able to get to a workable solution. Now, I believe the biggest hindrance to women's equality has been the church and politics. Because we've now been through 2,000 years of a male patriarchal system through the Catholic Church and the Christian Church. And on the other side of the earth, communism really kept the strict boundaries regarding the masculine and feminine. While China was under communism control, controlling the greatest density of the world's population, it decided for a while they should eliminate a baby if it was born a girl. But this soon really backfired, because guess what? The girls make the creation. Our country was started by men who came from the male patriarchal system of the church in Europe. They were all Protestants. The Protestant church has preached the Pauline theology, you know, suffer not a woman to teach, be better off not to even be married, women be quiet and be subject to your husbands. You know, Paul came from the Middle East. Women were covered up, still are in places. Weren't seen out on the street, still aren't in places. Had to sit separate from the men in church. And of course, the Catholic Church has the Pope, which is the head of it. He represents God, of course, who is pictured as a man. I mean, even I say God, he. We all do. and the Roman Catholic priests are men. Okay, I did a program called The Deep, and I recommend that you listen to that because the feminine was with the masculine from the very beginning of the creation. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, which is called the deep, and the result of their union was light, and then everything else came out of the light, including man. Man has always come out of woman. So somewhere out of all of these throes of formation, we'll find out who the woman is and what she's supposed to be doing. I mean, I have my opinion, and I'm sure you have yours. And this is what critical mass is all about. Because when an opinion gets the support of a critical mass of the creation, it becomes a level of truth. But the whole truth is going to take levels and levels of truth. Your truth, and my truth, and my neighbor's truth, and your neighbor's truth, to get to the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But it's my belief we will never get to the whole truth. Because if we did, then there wouldn't be any more reason for the creation. Part of the excitement of being informed and participating in the throes of these new formations is not getting to the bottom of things. Although there are moments when I think we have reached the bottom. But we're never going to know everything because we're still creating. The light continues to go out and big bangs are going on all the time, everywhere. New possibilities, going where no man has been before. That's what makes it all so exciting. The women will go there first. Well, right now we're in an intense interaction with very many levels of truth. But it's not about right or wrong. It's not about conservative or liberal. It's not about good or evil. Only when we move out of dualism can we come into a consensus of opinion that can create change. Only agreement creates change. The Bible says that if any two agree on earth, it shall be done for them in heaven. Now, this means that two people can agree about something, and what they agree about becomes active in their life, the life of those two people. But when we reach critical mass in a creation, we change the creation. Remember, critical mass is when a large portion of the creation agrees about something. They reach a consensus of opinion. Now, a consensus is an agreement. It's harmony, unison, oneness, solidarity. Aren't these wonderful words? Don't they make you feel good? Why not just find one person today you agree with and the two of you celebrate your harmony? Aren't you tired of being pitted one against the other? I mean, surely there are some things that even the most liberal person and the most conservative person could find that they agree about, like loving and being loved. So I suggest you adopt a lifestyle that only speaks agreement. If you can't find anyone to agree with, then just be quiet and be happy in your own truth. We can fellowship with ourselves. It's a more lonely path. I mean, ask me how I know. But it is a better path than gossip and guns and war. Well, where are women today? We have women bringing sexual harassment charges against the men who sexually abused them and a big Me Too group. We have women in the House of Representatives and the Senate who are speaking out, and some are running for president. We still have women who try out for the Rams cheerleaders, however, and wear very skimpy costumes out in public. And we still have women pop singers wearing practically nothing and shaking their butt and gyrating while they sing. Remember when Elvis first did this? I was a young woman with a conservative Christian background who thought it was kind of funny. Such an uproar. Boy, I'm glad probably most of those people are dead because they wouldn't be able to take what's going on today. Our daycare centers are full of children whose mothers are working. There was a fire recently on the news, and it was in a somewhat of a dense neighborhood, and one of the places there in the neighborhood was a daycare center. And so it showed them evacuating that daycare center. And it just broke my heart. These little kids being walked down the sidewalk, they had these looks on their face like they were afraid and scared. And then came the babies. They were wheeling those babies out in their cribs. Nobody holding them or loving them or anything. Oh, and we have an all-time high use of all kinds of drugs. Our kids overdosing every day. And the men are being shown in commercials now, taking care of the children, doing the laundry and cooking dinner. And if a woman is used in a commercial, it usually has a sexual undertone to it, like selling a hamburger, showing the woman licking the ketchup off the bun. I was horrified recently when I ran across a YouTube of a lady concert pianist who was playing with a large symphony orchestra, and her dress barely covered her very ample breasts, which were bouncing excitedly to the music. The caption on the YouTube was, "The Breast Symphony Musician." Breastfeeding is always an issue. Somebody's talking about it somewhere all the time. This one has always confused me. Do you eat in public? Because I eat in public. I guess women who are breastfeeding their baby have to stay at home, huh? Did you know that breastfeeding is the best way to start a child out on a very nutritional life during the time when the baby's body is growing by leaps and bounds? Mother chimpanzees nurse their babies till they're 5 years old. And if a mother does breastfeed the baby is being held in her loving arms. So the mother is not only transmitting the perfect milk for that baby. By the way, did you know that the mother's milk is created specifically for that baby? But she's transmitting love and caring and safety and the fullness of the environment the baby has just come from. This picture is a lot different from the one where the baby's just popped out by the mother, who then immediately goes back to work and dumps the baby off at a local daycare where pretty much a different person takes care of the baby every day, and the baby is given some kind of a milk that is mixed with powder and water and fed to the baby, usually cold or at room temperature, not the 98.6 temperature from the mother, to go into the 98.6 temperature of the baby, so that the baby doesn't have to steal calories from the milk to heat it up to go into the body temperature. I would like to know how many of the over 6 million supporters of the Moms Demand Action who are against gun violence are moms who do not work and who breastfeed their babies and stay at home to provide a nutritional and safe environment for them. The outrageous gun violence in our country today is being done by young people who are acting out. Probably young people who've been raised in daycare centers and grown up on a water and whey protein powdered stuff outrageously called milk. Did you know, first of all, that whey protein is a byproduct of cow's milk? And second of all, cow's milk was never supposed to be drunk by humans. It's made for cows. Mother's milk has carbohydrates and fat in it, as well as protein. It also contains vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and hormones, as well as antibodies from the mother to aid in resisting infections. In comparison, babies who are breastfed with mother's milk were provided much more lower percentages of colds and flus and diabetes, asthma, eczema. They had decreased dental problems and less psychological disorders. Breastfeeding also greatly reduces the risk of breast cancer later on in the mother's life. But did you hear that part about the psychological disorders? Because this morning, President Trump addressed the nation concerning the two mass shootings over this last weekend in the U.S., El Paso and Dayton. President Trump suggested three things to deal with what is now being called a crisis in this country. Mass murders are now considered a crisis in this country. I mean, why do things have to get to a crisis before anybody does anything about it? Well, this is all part of that throes of formation. We have to get a consensus of opinion before there's going to be any change. President Trump suggested gun control, internet and video game control, and more understanding about and help with mental illness. Well, in addition to the El Paso and Dayton murders, Chicago was having its most violent weekend of the year last weekend in a two-mile area on the west side. Last weekend saw eight people murdered and 55 people shot and wounded in Chicago. Six people were murdered and 13 shot and wounded in Baltimore. And four people were murdered and seven shot and wounded in Detroit. In Chicago so far this year, 278 people have been murdered and 1,364 have been shot and wounded. So that's 18 people murdered, 75 shot and wounded in the black neighborhoods in the weekend of August 2nd and 3rd in just three of our cities in the U.S. And part of the Chicago murders this past weekend happened at 1:52 a.m. in Douglas Park. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think President Trump's son would be out on the streets at 1:52 a.m. in the morning? Do you think President Trump's son has a gun? If you're shocked by these questions, you probably can't even conceive of the idea of President Trump's son having a gun or be out running around with a gang at 1:52 a.m. in the morning. Do you think you would answer, of course not, he's the president's son? But that's not the real reason he wouldn't be out on the street at 1:52 a.m. in the morning with a gun. It's because President Trump's son has a mother. A mother who is dedicated to that boy, who has been in control of loving him and teaching him everything that she and his dad know since the moment of his first breath. Holding him in her arms, she breastfed him. It's not because he's rich that he wouldn't be out in the park at 1:52 a.m. with a gun. I mean, the tragic overdose death recently of Ethel Kennedy's granddaughter is graphic proof of that. President Trump's son has been loved. President Trump's son has been taught family values. He's been taught honesty. He's been taught about the freedom of living in the U.S. His mother has a wider perspective about this than most U.S. mothers. And President Trump's son has been taught he's important, And he represents not only the family, but the country. And his responsibility is to be a good example to the community. Well, we are all important, and we all have a responsibility to contribute to the good of the whole community and not be out in the park at 1:52 a.m. shooting people. Where are those boys' mothers? What have those mothers taught their boys? The El Paso shooter is 21 years old, and the Dayton shooter was 20. And as babies, were they fed whey protein mixed with water by a minimum wage daycare worker who was playing a video game on her phone? What did the mother of these two boys teach them? I would agree with President Trump that video games contribute to the mass mind consciousness. And living in a virtual reality shooting people for hours is naturally just going to spill out into our reality. To think that it wouldn't is total ignorance. But I don't think it's the government's job to enforce how much or how little a child plays video games murdering people. I think it's the job of a mother. Do you think Melania allows President Trump's son to play video games that murder people? Not only would President Trump's son be in bed asleep at the White House with his mother and his father and not be out in the park murdering people, he would also probably not be allowed to murder people playing video games. Why do mothers allow their children to play these video games? I'm a mother. I raised my children before video games, but there were drugs and gangs, and my children didn't mix with those kids. And we had guns in the house, but the children knew where they were, and they knew why we had them, and they respected the rules. And by the way, what about rules? Children need to have rules. Children need to learn to obey the rules. And the person who's going to teach them is the mother. The mother teaches the children the wisdoms for life, and the father enforces the boundaries that are set up by the mother. Because without the influence of the mother, we have no boundaries. Anything goes. And that is what we are seeing today, complete breakdown in our society. You just can't throw money at a problem or more control. The core of any situation is a person's value, and that can't be measured in money. We need a new standard of value. Every person is worthy to be loved and free to love. And a child learns about loving and being loved from his mother. I'm making a call today to all the mothers. If you are a mother, if you have a child, take a moment to stop and consider how you are fulfilling your obligations to that child. I heard a woman on Facebook recently talk about the elephant in the room in a discussion about abortion and how women need to have the right to choose what happens to their own body. And this is true. But the first place she needs to make her choice is when she has unprotected sex. And she said that when a woman has unprotected sex, she has already chosen to get pregnant. And now you are a mother of a child. And every child has the right to have a mother and a father. I'm not leaving the fathers out of this. We need a mother and a father who are dedicated to that child's well-being. The child should have been planned for in the first instance because the baby deserves to have the mother be at home with it, nursing it, and providing the love and care that it needs, and a father who provides for the material needs. The baby needs to know that it's loved and that all of its needs are being provided. That soul has just come from the realms of unlimited love and supply, and it will only learn hate and poverty here after it gets here by what it is taught. And it is our obligation to make sure it does not learn hate and that it learns that this is America where anything is possible. And this is the job of the mother. Where are the mothers? Women, if you have children, how are you fulfilling your obligation to your child?